grandfather. He was 104 when he died, about 49. He lost a daughter. And when I said lost a daughter, somewhere between a war, somewhere, his daughter was taken away or carried away to Rome, Georgia, and he completely lost contact. But about, maybe 1948, 45, somewhere in these years, by luck, he found her. She was living in Springfield, Ohio. She looked very much like him. But I can remember hearing him talk about, you know, I'm wondering what war was this? Was this the war between the states?
Well, it must have been. I guess if he was, could have been, could very easily have been.
Now, he used to live in a house right across the road over here.
Oh, really?
And he walked, when he was about 90 years old, he went hunting and lost an eye at a gun kick, you know.
Oh, wow.
But he read the paper. He would come. A Boy Scout road was not heavily traveled at that time, and he could come down that bank to get our morning's paper. And he would read it. And I mean, he read everything. Find the paper. Louise, did you see what Dick Tracy was doing? And he was almost 100. And it's interesting how he tells how he learned how to read with the kerosene torch on the back porch. He had a brother, I remember hearing him say, who the master, as they call him, allowed him to teach some more slaves. So he was a very, very jet black man, and whenever and wherever, he always used an umbrella. I can remember, you know, the same things you can remember.
That's interesting. Well, that must have been in those days, that was almost something you had to do undercover, wasn't it? For those to learn how to read.
Right. I don't think it was a thing where one boss would encourage it.
Yeah.
I don't, from the way they talk, I don't think they would encourage. In other words, you were just to be just what you said.
Yeah.
My servant.
And that was it. Yeah.
But whoever owned him,